to your yoga nidra practice. So doing that, welcoming yourself right here in this time, this moment, and this space of great transformation, of healing, of restoring and receiving. And please create that sacred container, your rest nest for yourself today. And be sure to give and gift yourself whatever you need to be fully present. Position your strong, resilient body in any way that honors the reverence and the love of the earth beneath you and the infinite sky above you. So this could be laying down on your back, maybe even on your side or your belly, reclined somehow. Get yourself as comfortable as possible and invite yourself to soften here, to be held, to be free, fully surrendering now. Lay down and guide your focus into your heart and breathe. Breathe and start to shift from thinking and doing into feeling, being, and sensing. Breathe here. And if you like, why not? You could call in any guides that you work with, the ancestors, spirit, the creator, the universe, a loved one, a teacher. Give thanks and acknowledge the space, the earth upon which you rest. Together, let us call in all of the higher powers. The higher powers of unconditional love, benevolent light. And calling in the teacher, the healer, the warrior, the survivor, the visionary, that is you. Call in all the soul pieces into your being now. Anything that's been fragmented or broken off, given away, taken. Call yourself back home. Land like the sweet child loved and cared for, opening your heart to this practice, to the earth, to the sky, to divine love. And as you invite yourself to soften, shift the awareness and the felt sense into your fingertips, the toe tips, and all the way inside the limbs into the organs. Traveling in curiosity and wonder now from toe and fingertips, inside of the limbs, into the organs. Feel the whole back of the body and embrace the earth's energy meeting you, cradling you. And as you exhale, can you surrender into that imprint of your body on the earth? Now connect with your heartbeat, still breathing here, and listen to its rhythm. Softening here. What else, if anything, do you hear? A great reverence for it all. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Be aware, open your presence into this sacred space of your heart field. And just breathe here, feel here. Can you feel grateful? Grateful for this moment, all of your blessings, lessons learned. Can you immerse and saturate yourself in the heart field and the emotion of gratitude? Illuminating it now, what is of value or truly invaluable in your life, in this place, this field of the heart? And call forth your sacred vow or intention that you're working with. The Sankalpa is a sacred vow of remembrance of who you are, manifested in a simple statement for potency. It is an I am, I, or I embody statement. This remembering of who you are. I embody sovereignty. I am divine love. I embody equality. I lead with my heart. I trust my gut. I am worthy of all things good. I surrender to all that is. Allow your sacred vow or intention to present itself now. If you're unsure, just allow your openness to reveal it with practice, with patience, no pressure. When and if you have your intention, your Sankalpa, acknowledge it by mentally repeating it to yourself with a soft inner power and that gratitude. Feel it in your whole heart, your whole body, your whole essence emanating out beyond the skin into the energetic field around you, merging with the universal energies of divine light, of nature. Fully embody all of this as you bring it to life. Repeat it 3 times now. Now, as if by magic, 7 sacred mountains emerge into your awareness. These epic, magical, imaginative mountains surround you. They are beneath you, holding you into groundlessness. The mountain spirits offer protection, wisdom, and love. These sacred mountains may be close or far in your imagination and your vision. Notice how they show up in a felt sense or formation in your field. Can you open to the felt sense of these mountains of safety and freedom? At the same time, allow yourself to sense in ways that have no words. The home in your heart this currency of love and who you are casts out an energetic signature that not only protects you, but also attracts to you what you need to fulfill your life's purpose, your path. And each mountain shines a beacon of light towards you. And with your permission, that light begins to merge with your aura, the energy that surrounds your whole being, creating a felt sense now of connection, of belonging. Ground this light, this energy into the root, the base of your energy body, into the earth. And feel the back of the heart softening with each exhale. Here there is an access point of release and surrender, a portal to release energies to be recycled. Feel that release, that surrender. Now, align the central energy channel from root up to the crown and open the chakras. Feel even the energy center above the head, connecting with the energies of those mountain spirits. Through this channel of your inner light. Now from this brilliance, this light, the brilliance of your essence, guide all of your awareness to the center of your throat and up to the space behind the forehead. Shine the heart's light into the mind. Illuminate the mind with the clarity of the heart. Center of the throat, the right shoulder, and draw a diagonal line from right shoulder to the left hip. Over to the right hip, then up to the left shoulder, back into the hollow of the throat where the collarbones meet. Guide your awareness through to the right shoulder, the left hip, the right hip, a diagonal line up to the left shoulder, into the hollow of the throat. These two triangular shapes, one pointing downwards, one pointing upwards, and meeting at the tips. In the center, the solar plexus, could you feel into the depths of the space, the upper abdomen, the sense of self, divine willpower, your inner power, purpose, the yellow Manipura chakra, embracing who you are now. Guide the awareness up to the heart. And these two sacred triangles begin to rotate and reorganize outwards. So now the tips meet at the center of the spiritual heart, and the widest edges begin to expand out to either side and morph into beautiful wings. Feel the heart in all directions at once, and reveal consciousness up to the space in between the ears, in the midbrain, the pineal and pituitary glands. Soften the gaze here and activate. And travel to the space just above the brow center, the third eye opening, a spacious awareness. Feel the contour of the right eye, right eyeball. Feel the shape of the left eye and the left eyeball. Feel both of the eyes resting in the eye sockets together. Feel the nose, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, the left nostril, the right nostril, and the whole nose all together. Feel the right cheek and the left cheek, and both cheeks together. Feel the mouth, the chin, and both sides of the jawline, the left ear, the right ear, both ears together, the top of the skull, the whole face. Feel the crown of the head, and the space, the energy above the head. Feeling into the cosmos above and all around you. And illuminate the mind, the higher mind. Guide awareness to the back of the neck, the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, both shoulder blades together. Feel the entire spine. Track the whole spine down and up. Bring all of your attention to the back of the ribs, then inside to the kidneys and the adrenal glands that sit on top. Feel the lower back, the right hip, the left hip. Feel both hips, the right glute, left glute, the entire buttocks together. Feel the hamstrings, the backs of the knees, the calves, the ankles, the heels, soles of the feet, and tips of all of the toes. Now the tops of the feet, the shins, knees, thighs, and pelvis. Feel the whole right leg. Feel the whole left leg. Feel both of your legs together. The navel center below the belly button. The upper abdomen. The right side of the ribs. The left side of the ribs. All of the ribs together. The whole chest. The right arm, the tips of the right fingers, and the whole right hand. The left arm, the tips of the left fingers, and the whole left hand. feel both of your arms, hands, and fingers together. Feel the palms of your hands, heavy and light at the same time. And guide your awareness from both of your hands and into the heart space. From the field of your heart, feel the field of the whole body all together. Feel the whole body supported and freely breathing as one complete unit. Feel your wholeness, the whole body. Trusting the breath, trusting the rhythm, letting go here. Can you trust the timing of your life? Honor this right now through the sensations and the subtle waves that breathe your whole body. Open to the feeling of your body aligning and reorganizing itself. Can you feel the universe moving through you? The image or the felt sense of the seven sacred mountains all around you. There are sacred lakes in each valley of these mountains. The seven lakes representing your guides. These guides that are present to assist you on your healing journey. The divine waters begin to pour into the bowl of the sacred space that holds your body, like a womb. You are held in this sacred vessel. The lakes flowing gently down, the nourishing water nurturing your whole body, merging with your essence. Feel into a weightlessness where you feel both supported and free to be. Calibrate the harmony where the temperature, the sensations are all aligned with what you need today. Bring your awareness to the brow center, Chidikash, a spacious portal of infinite possibility, of neutrality. Here we will explore sensations and emotions and give yourself permission to be and feel whatever arises, dissolving judgment in the compassionate arms of the heart. Allow yourself to feel into sadness. Feel any sensations and emotions with this sadness. And release that. Feel into love and any thoughts, feels, sensations with this elevated emotion. Love. Now together, Feel these emotions, this experience all together, sadness and love together. And release. Now, how does it feel to conform or follow the herd, the status quo? Any sensations, feelings, thoughts with conforming, welcome now. And release. How does it feel to give yourself permission to question, to think creatively, independently? And let that go. Come back to the Chidikash. How does it feel to live and lead only from your mind, to move through life from your mind? Release it. Now, how does it feel to lead from your heart, to live and lead from your heart? Now, how does this feel together, mind and heart, illuminated, innovative mind, and your wise, compassionate heart? And release everything. Letting go and feeling yourself in a state of balance and harmony, merging the heart, the soul, and the higher mind together in wholeness. Heart, soul, and higher mind in coherence. Aligned in purpose. And maybe there are no words for this felt sense. Remember who you are, why you've come here. And when you're ready, one of the lakes, one of the guides, calls to you. So you travel up the mountain. Notice how you travel up, how you get there. Any way is possible. And you arrive and you meet this guide with wonder and curiosity. The most pristine waters you've ever seen around you. You see a white stone that chooses you. What's the shape, the size of the stone, the essence of the stone? You pick it up and you blow with your breath an intention for healing into this stone. You blow three times with your imagination. You blow your breath of prayer into this white stone. And when you're ready, you toss this beacon of light of your heart's intention into the lake to be activated. Now, lay yourself down on the mountain, connecting your belly with the earth, and connect a cord from your belly button to Mother Earth, symbolizing your connection, belonging, and safety. This may remain as you travel. When you're ready, leap from the mountain towards the stars, towards the vast spaciousness of the galaxy, the celestial garden above. You see the world in a new light now, having this bird's eye view of the whole planet. And as your vision expands, notice what you see or sense in this dimension. Shine the light of your heart's intention to the seven continents, the seven sacred mountains, the guides, oceans, and rivers. Allow your essence to reorganize your path and your purpose. What are you here to share, to express, to be a part of? Where is your healing light? Where is your energy being called to? Light up. All of these places, notice what you are gravitating towards. Realigning with your intuition, your wisdom, your healing now. And when you're ready, begin to lead yourself back down from the cosmos. As you locate the cord, bringing yourself back home, back down to Mother Earth, notice where you've landed. Placing your belly and your heart towards the earth, feel this connection. And remember why you came here. To share your gifts. To express yourself, to be yourself, to embody the love and the light that you are. You belong here, home in your heart. Repeat your Sankalpa, your sacred intention, with clarity now. Allow it to fully come alive as you breathe into your body, your hands, your feet, legs, and arms. Your Sankalpa, 3 times. Continuing to breathe a little deeper. Maybe some intuitive movements are nudging to you now. You can find a big stretch, a rock and roll before you. Maybe roll to one side, stay on back, flip to belly, or come to a seat. Curl into yourself and this precious moment. Giving thanks to your guides, the ancestors, thanks to yourself. Pausing to nurture yourself in the comfort of your own heart. All prayers, all gratitudes, welcome here. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.